Stand-up comedians struggle to turn their punchlines into paychecks. Including UT grad student M.K. Paulson, who uses his experience as a gay man as a recurring theme.
It can be a little bit difficult sometimes to, you know, let's say that there's this, you know, super bro-y, like, comedian that's headlining. You know, I've tried to work on material that I can maybe match with that as well. But at the same time, you still kind of want to have an overarching theme and, you know, be honest about who you are and stuff on stage.
Austin comedian and manager of HomeAway, Robert Segovia, began his comedy career after the breakup of his band.
I think I just needed something else. I still wanted to perform. And doing music is a lot harder to get to the stage, you know, whereas, like, you can do stand-up or improv and you can get there pretty quickly.
Local comedian Katie Stone also finds that the many opportunities for open mics in Austin allow for her career to grow.
Austin is top-tier place to start comedy. It's arguably the best place you can start doing stand-up because there aren't that many places in the U.S. where you can get stage time all the time.
And once they get on stage, Austin comedians share a tight bond.
You see an enormous outpouring of support for anyone going through a hard time. And so that's really lovely. It's a real community.
The community consists of over 300 local comedians who often don't fit the stereotype.
Comics are all crazy. Don't get me wrong. There's different varieties, but, you know, it takes a certain amount of, I think, you have to be a certain kind of crazy to go up on stage and try to tell jokes in front of people and make people laugh.
Standing in the park today wondering, why does a Frisbee appear larger the closer it gets? And then it hit me.
For Dispatch 40, I'm Maddie Blankenship.